The second aspect is the mental body, or the acquired consciousness. This is the intellectual and personal condition with which we identify and which produces our idea of self, our idea of who we are. Whether that's John or Nancy or Lucy or Tim or Peter, it doesn't matter. It's the collective experience of our egoic identity, that which we feed throughout our lives by absorbing everything we can touch and smell and taste and hear and see that is available in our environment to be assimilated by us. This progressive condition of mental faculty, it's not something that has always existed, but rather comes into being after our natural birth takes place. So we start off as an infant, then we become a toddler, and then a child, and then an adolescent, then we become adults, and finally we grow into old age. And as they say, the old are wise, wise with experience. So this aspect is always developing insofar as the brain is supported by the body and the body is supported by the brain, then sense relative experience can continue to unfold. Some people just call this mind. So when we hear about, when we hear people speaking about enlightenment and wisdom, it usually correlates with this aspect of our function, our knowing. So this dimension of our life is like the software component of the whole unit.